Again, good morning, everyone. I'm Joseph Haynes Davis, and I'm your magistrate for Value Adjustment Board for Hernando County, Florida. Excuse me. And today is October 20th of 2020, and today we are, before everybody for petition 20-001.
Mr. Haynes, yes. Excuse me, just sorry to interrupt. It's October 2nd. You said 20th.
Oh, I did?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's because that other zero just may come somewhere and just jump behind that.
Listen, I know we want to get out of 2020 as quickly as possible.
So, yeah, October 2nd, 2020. I apologize and thank you, sir. But it's petition 20. In other words, petition 20-001. And it has to do with the petition from Mr. Todd C. Wolf. And again, it's parcel number R30-423-19-7140-0020. This is a denial of, I believe, an agricultural classification. So again, I'm Joseph Haynes Davis, and I'm an attorney with experience in ad valorem taxation. I've been chosen as a special magistrate by the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board to preside at hearings contesting the denial of exemptions or classifications by the property appraiser. I'm an independent, impartial, and unbiased hearing officer. I do not work for the property appraiser or the tax collector. I'm independent of the property appraiser and the tax collector, and I'm not influenced by the property appraiser or the tax collector. The hearing will be conducted in an orderly, fair, and unbiased manner. The law does not allow me to review any evidence unless it is presented on the record at this hearing or presented upon the agreement of the parties while the record is open. The law requires that I evaluate the relevance and credibility of the evidence in deciding the results of the petition. Now, you should have received with your notice of hearing a short overview of the Value Adjustment Board. Before we proceed with the hearing, do you have any questions regarding that overview or my comments?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay.
The petition that I thought I filed under, I have 36 acres. It's all contiguous. There's three tracts. They're all together. But I call it a 36-point-acre farm. Petition 20-001, I was on the assumption, and I apologize, I'm not here with a lawyer because I just can't spend the $3,000-$4,000 to do that. But what they've done is I've only have parcel 2. It ends in 002, which is the middle piece of the 36-acre tract. So I'm at this hearing with only 002 on this, but it's actually the petition was for the full 36 acres. They want to take my greenbelt away. So I just wanted to bring that up, that I feel it's unjust and unfair.
Okay. You know. Well, let me say this to you. You will have time to present your argument.
Okay.
I'm asking any questions about my overview that I just gave.
No. No, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, as always, again, you probably did, but we want you to do it again now that the record is open. State your name for the record, sir.
Todd C. Wolf.
Okay. And for the record, from the property appraiser?
Shannon Stevens.
Kevin Johnston.
Okay. All right. We're going to swear everybody in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. All have now been sworn. I would now ask the property appraiser to read into the record the values on the parcel.
$184,873.
And that is for what value?
For the 2020 value.
Okay. Now, again, usually I, you know, you look at that card, we've got other values across
the board. Yes, sir, it is across the board.
Okay, it's okay. All right. All righty. So, this is how this works. The property appraiser presents first the case in chief, and then you have a chance to cross-examine or rebut or present your case in chief. Okay, so they go first, then you, and we go back and forth.
Okay.
And I kind of manage it like the old boxing referee, Mills Lane. You know, the old, let you get it on guy. You might remember that guy. So I'm kind of like that. So we will begin with the property appraiser's case in chief. And let me again ask, have you all exchanged any evidence before the hearing?
Yes.
Okay. There has been an evidence exchange.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So you go right ahead and present first.
Thank you. This is a 12.3-acre parcel located in southern Hernando County off of Ayers Road. The property has been reviewed numerous times over the past few years and found overgrown with weeds and little to no evidence of agricultural management of a blueberry operation. After reviewing the statutes 193.461, the most weight has been given to under subsection B, E, whether an indicated effort has been made to care sufficiently and adequately for the land with acceptable commercial agricultural practices without limitations to fertilizing, tilling, mowing, liming, and such as that. After such reviews, we do not feel that this parcel has been used in good faith as a commercial agricultural operation.
Okay. So, for this hearing, do we have a copy of the statute?
Yes.
Because I don't see it in this packet. Okay. All right. There we go. So we have a packet here from the property appraiser. I'm holding it up to the petitioner. Have you seen this packet?
Okay.
Does the petitioner have a copy of this?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And this was part of your evidence exchange?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go back over here. Evidence exchange. Let me ask you this. You did participate in the evidence exchange, correct?
Yes. I gave them all of my information, tax returns,
okay,
and things like that. And they emailed me last Thursday their evidence.
Okay.
Not complying to state regulations.
Okay. I'm holding their evidence packet they've given me today. Mm-hmm. Now, the evidence they gave you via email, etc., did you print it out or anything like that?
It was just
pictures, in other words, sir. Did you bring it with you?
Just pictures, sir, that wouldn't print.
Okay. All right. So what I'm holding...
May I look at that?
Well,
I just see one.
That's why I'm
sheet.
I'm holding it up. And do you have a copy for him?
Is it just the pictures that you sent me?
Oh, it's the whole evidence package. The three emails that we sent to you.
Okay, the evidence package you sent me, the three emails were just a series of pictures of fence lines. That's it. No property card. No anything
else.
That's
incorrect, sir.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me go back over here for a minute to the property page. What you've given me today for trying to possibly get this admitted as evidence, and it has been my experience that when either party is giving me something to get admitted as evidence, you also have a copy for the other side.
Not as we've already exchanged the evidence.
Yeah, I'm just saying what my experience has been.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not doubting that you didn't do it. I'm just telling you. you know, when you have one, you usually have a couple copies just to give him so that we're all on the same page here for this hearing. Now, you've all been sworn under oath. It's your testimony, your response to my query, that you sent him what I have in my hands in a timely manner, according to the rules and the statute. You sent it to him on time.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to ask Madam Clerk. I would like to have a copy so that he can follow along and know what we're doing with this. Now, I don't know if that means we need to stop the record real quick. Or... Okay, good. All right. All right. Now, what I'm doing, because he's under oath just like you.
Yes, sir.
We're making copies of this because I want you to see it.
Thank you.
All right. Because he says, meaning their office is saying, under oath, that they sent you everything in that packet via email. Okay? And you're saying that they didn't. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
I haven't seen the package. All I received is three emails with a series of fence line pictures.
Okay.
And it was sent to me on a Thursday during the day, afternoon, or whatever, which was, I was supposed to have 7 days. I asked for it weeks ago, but they sent it to me on a Thursday afternoon, and I literally only have 5 days to review it. If you got today's meeting.
Okay, and that's fine.
If I hadn't checked the email, I never would have got it.
Okay. Now, but when you got it, you reviewed it, correct?
I looked at the pictures, yes, sir.
Okay. And whatever he sent you, you didn't print it out or anything, right?
They would not print. I tried to print them so I could bring them today. Right. But they only, when I go in to print them, it would only just show a little section of the picture.
Okay.
But I do have, you know, I did have the emails. And well, I was able to review it.
Not to cut you off, what she's doing. So what she's doing, she's making copies of this.
Thank you.
Because I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
And I want you to be able to review it. Because for me, I have to have that so that I'm able to make a recommendation.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to give you a copy. That's what Madam Clerk is doing. And... because he is under oath, meaning his office is under oath, that they sent all of that to you. I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to admit it as evidence. Okay?
I'd like to review it, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give it to
you. Yeah, that's...
No, I'm going to give it to you. But I'm going to tell you now that I'm going to admit it as evidence because he's under oath. And I got to have that anyway.
Right. And the three emails are right there.
No, that's fine. I can't review the emails.
Right.
But I got to, you know, if he's going to give me a packet, I've got to ask you if you've seen it.
Yes, sir.
And you've got to be able to look at it. Because we have to have on the record that you did see it.
Yes, sir.
Whether you saw it today or a week ago or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks or whatever whatever you're saying.
Mr. Davis, yes. I do have a copy of the emails if you'd like to see them.
Let me just finish with this here. Because at the end of the day, you guys are under oath. You know what I mean? And I want the petitioner to be able to follow along and look at this packet.
Thank you, sir.
No, I hear you. No, I understand. We'll just wait for it because I've got to be able to look at it. You know what I mean? Good.
You would think so.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
How do I address you for the...
Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis?
Okay. All right. All right, I'm handing the copy to the petitioner of this matter. Now again, this is the packet from the property appraiser. It's the property appraiser's evidence packet. And it is petition number 20001, evidence packet number one. I'm admitting it for evidence. I've given the petitioner a copy so that he's able to review. Now, apparently, some of this and I'm going to go back, stay with the property appraiser. This comprises also information that you received from the petition. Is this also some?
Yes.
I'm asking them a question.
I'm sorry.
The denial in there. The information is part of our package, everything that's headed on the front page.
Okay. But I think my question is, does it include anything that he's given
you? No, sir.
And just refresh my memory because of that. Did he send you anything?
He did, yes, sir.
But it's not included in here?
We don't put it in our evidence. That's his evidence.
No, I get it.
But that is correct.
But sometimes.
Sometimes there's emails or something that both parties may have, like in the previous hearing. But I don't think there's anything in that specific evidence package that was submitted to us by Mr. Ward.
Okay. But, again, he has sent you some evidence.
That is correct.
So, if any evidence that he wants to submit today to me, I'm going to allow you to inspect because I need to know whether or not that constitutes what he already gave.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, this packet that I'm looking at that you've given me, this picture is from April 2019 and November 2019. Constitute. Oh, I'm looking also July. I guess they're not in order, but it's okay. It constitutes the evidence which you say shows that it's not a bona fide agricultural operation as per 193.461 Florida statute because of the because there's no blueberries or nothing or what's supposed to be growing on here?
Blueberries.
Okay. And what were you saying?
And there are blueberries in there somewhere, but they are, in our opinion, have not been sufficiently cared for and maintained. And Mr. Wolf will, in his testimony, and we'll give our rebuttal after he gives his testimony, so I don't want to...
No. I'm keeping it over here.
Yes.
Because you just gave me the packet. So yes. I've got to query you. So your denial is based on E... I guess that would be 193.461.3b1e. Whether an indicated effort has been made to care sufficiency.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And then I guess maybe even G, other
factors.
Other such factors. Okay. So it's basically E and G is the basis of your denial.
You are correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Was there anything else you want to add?
Sure.
Not at this time.
Not at this point.
No, so. I appreciate that. Okay. All right. Now to the petitioner. You've heard the property appraiser's allegations, and you were able to review the evidence packet that we have just given you, which the property appraiser has indicated under sworn testimony that they've sent to you previously on time, electronically. So it's your turn to state your position on this matter. And if you have evidence, we'll see what you have.
I've looked over the package. This is not what they sent me. They only sent me the pictures. The emails will show that. I did send them an email on Monday letting them know that I did not have my 7 days per 194. They were supposed to give me 7 days. I got it on Thursday late, and then today's my hearing. So I really only had 5 days per chapter 194 to review. That's my position. Maybe okay. The day you send it, the day you your no hearing is 7.
Let me just stop you then, so because this is I needed to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back over here because apparently you don't have the emails, correct?
I have the emails.
Meaning, you got them printed?
No.
Sir, in other words, you don't have them here for this.
Only hearing. Electronically on my phone.
No, you don't have them printed for this hearing, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. All right. Just stop right there. We'll go back over here to the property appraiser. You've indicated that you have the emails.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? And you'd like to. Apparently, I need to submit them.
Sir,
as evidence, are you able to do that?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay, and you only have one copy, is that?
Two copies.
Okay, so you'll let him. Okay, mm-hmm. Now, thank you. Now, so I'm looking at the these copies of these emails, and what I see. They're labeled VAB packet petition. It's got the petition number 20-001. No photos, but it's got the petition. Then the other attachment says maps for petition. The other one just says PDF. Please find attached, and on two further emails, the property appraiser evidence for petition 20-001 as requested. It looks like it's going to Todd C. Wolf at MSN.com. That's dated Friday, September 25th. All of them are dated Friday, September 25th. So that would be 7 days in advance of today. I'm looking at something else that says, please find attached and on two further emails, property appraiser evidence on petition 20-001 is requested. And these are all sent on 9/25/2020. So it is 7 days, before, you know, including the days. 7 days.
7 days. It was in the afternoon on a Friday, and we're on a morning on a Friday. So I don't look at it as 7 days, and thank goodness I did look at my email that afternoon, or I would have missed it completely. And the reason I'm sensitive this to, Your Honor, is the last time I went through this with the county appraiser board, Shannon taped it to an old gate on the backside of my 36-acre farm, my notices. And if I hadn't just perhaps been out there, I would have missed those notices. When I clearly live in Spring Hill, all my addresses are here in Hernando County, and I have a mailbox out in front of the property. That's why I'm sensitive to how my notice is with these folks. And I felt that I haven't got my 7 days. I got it on a late on the afternoon of a Friday.
But does it qualify? Does it qualify for 7 days?
If your judgment is 7 days.
No, I'm just asking you.
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. But it adds up to 7 days to today's hearing, because today's the second, right? Yeah. I mean, it's only 30 days in September, correct?
It's Friday to Friday. Yeah. It is 7 days if you want to count it like that.
I mean, that's what the rules say, right?
Right. I asked for it weeks ago. That's why I'm a little sensitive to it. Okay. And then I'll go one step further that there was no property cards on there in these emails, and I mentioned that to them as well on Monday, that I didn't get any attachments to these photos, so I don't even know which property they're talking about on the photos. It just gives a date. And there is a question about the dates as well.
Okay, this is what I want to know. I'm looking at these, you know, these attachments here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me you couldn't open them?
I did. I opened them, sir. They are the pictures here. Okay.
So they're the pictures, but it's more than pictures here. I mean, you got a packet that he's just given me. Are you saying that you didn't see the packet?
These items were not in that packet, sir.
Okay. Now, that's fine, but I'm looking at, it says packet.
Yeah. Those items weren't in the packet. I couldn't tell which these pictures. They're just pictures of fences.
Yeah, I get it. I'm looking at a total of 7 attachments.
Pictures.
Okay. 7 attachments that some of them have notations on it and so forth. The other ones don't. And obviously, I can't tell, you know, I'm just looking at the fact that they were sent 7 days, including today. And you're saying that this packet, as I see the physical packet today, is not represented here with these attachments. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir. You're
okay. On. And respectfully to the property appraiser, you're saying that that package was, that's what this represents.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're reviewing this packet, right?
No, I'm
asking you. You just got it.
Yes, I did review it as best I could.
Yeah, you're reviewing it now. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Okay. So,
Mr. Davis, I'm sorry, for my own clarification, is Mr. Wolf's testimony that he did not receive the emails, or he received the emails without any attachments to them?
I received the attachments, sir, but the property cards and the rest of these things were not in, just pictures.
Of the 7 attachments, they were all pictures.
All pictures except one attachment where it says VA packet,
petition, which was just the hearing.
Just the hearing notice?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I noticed them that there was no property cards attached to any of these pictures, so I could not tell which property these pictures belong to, which is a requirement.
Okay. When you say you noticed them, how did you, meaning you?
I emailed them back.
Okay, and you have those emails?
Yes, sir.
Meaning, do you have them printed?
Yes, I did.
You have the emails printed that you sent back to them saying that it's not, like it's insufficient?
Yes.
I mean, is that something you're going to submit, try to submit for evidence?
Yes, and Kevin has it. I sent it to him. I emailed him.
Okay. In other words, that's the email.
Yeah, this is a picture of the email that I
sent. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me
see. Mentioned the time that I didn't have the property card that 494 requires the evidence to be attached to each piece of evidence. That's only so I could rebut it.
Okay, I'm going to let the property appraiser review this. Just, you can. And tell me what we're talking about with this.
I just want to be able to get on the record. Yeah, I have seen this email. Yes, sir. And it's, again, a lot of Mr. Wolf's emails tend to cut and paste from other emails and stack them onto different headings. But, yes, I have seen this email.
What I'm asking is what does it mean? What is?
Well,
is this saying to your office? I receive, you know, these emails with these attachments, and they're insufficient because I can't see property record cards and all this. Is that what this says?
It states on here that he has only 5 days to review the documents. Okay, so. To me, that signals right there he received documents because he's stating he only has 5 days to review them. Then he goes further in that email stating that we did not provide a copy of the property record card and he only got a couple of random pictures. If all he got was a couple of random pictures, why would he bother saying he did not have time to review the documents? So I think he's trying to do wordplay here, in my opinion, but we did send all three emails with all the documentation that you have in front of you at this point to Mr. Wolf.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Thank you. I'm going to give you this back, Mr. Wolf, because it's read, you know, the comments are on the record. And like I said, I'm going to admit this in the evidence, this packet here. And you're reviewing it again. Thank you so much. You're reviewing it again, okay, here in this hearing.
I have one more email
is scheduled for 15 minutes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We're going to, you know, I want you to have time now. You're reviewing this here. Now, you heard their argument as to the application of the statute. You familiar with the statute?
Only as a layman.
Well, I mean, it's written for...
Yes.
You know, citizens. Have you read the statute?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So their argument, because they're lay people too, you know, not to be condescending or anything, but I'm just telling you, here we go.
As an attorney, I wouldn't be sitting here.
All right, here we go. Their issue is subsection E. Okay. 193, you have the statute there?
Yes, sir.
193.461, subsection 3B1E. They're saying that's the basis of their denial. Now, I'd like for you to respond to that.
Sure.
I'm looking at these pictures and, you know, his argument is that there might be some blueberries there somewhere, but because of the overgrowth and all the rest of this, it flies in the face of subsection E, whether an indicated effort has been made to care sufficiently and adequately for the land in accordance with accepted commercial agricultural practices, including without limitation fertilizing, liming, tilling, mowing, reforesting, and other accepted agricultural practices. And he adds on there, G, other such factors that may become applicable, which in a way is kind of general, but in my world as a magistrate, I kind of get it. Now, I'd like for you to respond to that, given these pictures, given what we're talking about with the denial, and the basis of the denial. Go right ahead.
Okay. The farm is a organic farm. I put in hundreds of thousands of dollars digging a pond. I have fish aquaculture. So I don't use fertilizers because I pump water out of the pond into the fields. We don't weed like a normal farm would weed. Because then I would have to use Roundup and weed killers, which has been a contention between me and Shannon since 2018, that I should be using weed killers and Roundup at my farm. And it seems the county just doesn't want their fence lines to be weedy. And if I may, Your Honor, I'd like to read a email very quickly that was presented to them in 2018. I've been through this with the county in 2018. I went in front of Kevin. I went in front of appraiser Emerson. I submitted my documents. I filed taxes. I pay tax on the product that I do grow out there, thousands of dollars a year in gross. And I even file cash. You know, I file my taxes. I don't think they'll tell you I don't have a farm out there because Kevin's told me in emails that he understands I do have a farm. He just wants to limit my green belt. This is a much better picture of my farm than the black and whites that you're seeing today. And this came from Kevin right here showing me that this is what he'll give me for green belt on the properties that I have. And I disagreed with it. That's why I'm here today. Or I would have took 12 of my 36 acres.
Okay, let me stop you. So this is an objection to a partial grant. Is that correct? Is that what we're talking about?
No, sir. It's a full denial. We had, as a part of a discussion with Mr. Wolf, we did offer a settlement to him in good faith to grant him a portion of it because as part of our testimony, you know, I told you there are blueberry bushes in there. We just don't feel that the entire parcel qualified. And again, I may be jumping the gun here with my rebuttal. However, we did have a rather lengthy conversation with Mr. Wolf, who stated he has approximately 8 to 9 acres planted in blueberries. So being generous, we looked over the parcels and was trying to give him service areas and in other areas as part of a settlement agreement. When he rejected that agreement, we decided to come to the VAB on the specific parcel that he filed on in question, which is significantly less than the entire parcels that he is talking about at this point. So there's quite a lot of different issues with this property at this point.
So in light of what you said, because there are, I get it, because there are some blueberries there, is the property appraiser willing to consider a partial grant?
Not at this point. No, sir. Not we're up to BAB. That's going to be the decision you're going to have to make.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. What evidence, if any, anywhere on this parcel, you know, the parcel that is at issue, where would it be?
Where the berries are?
Yeah.
I could show you on the aerial photographs, sir, if you would like. It's, like I said, for the layman driving by this property, it would be very hard-pressed to find any berries on this property. I mean, you've got to literally go through the weeds to find. The weeds are taller than the blueberry plants. And I understand the organic farming. We have looked at other organic blueberry farms throughout the state and the country and have found none, absolutely zero, to look in the condition that Mr. Wolf's farm is in. Mr. Wolf has submitted to our office as part of his evidence package, and I don't, again, jump in the gun.
Well, I need to see it because I'm kind of a bottom line guy. I need to see what we're talking about here.
And so I'll wait till he presents his evidence package, and then I'll go ahead.
Now, and thank you for clarifying, because I'm going to come back over here. This is the bottom line with me with this hearing right now. I need you to show me where the blueberries are,
yes, sir,
how you harvest them,
yes, sir,
how you do your thing, you know. Where you are you able to show that you make money, you know, you sell them, you do, you know, I need you to show me all this other stuff. See, I'm the magistrate. Okay. I come in this, I don't know what's going on. So we're getting stuck on, you know, these emails going back. You can't see this and all this. I'm trying to figure this thing out here.
Yes, sir.
And now I'm figuring out all that. As they say, it doesn't mean a hill of beans. And I don't mean to be demeaning or, you know, anything like that. I just want to know where your business is with all this blueberry, you know, with the blueberries, how it works, how you till it. You know, I know what organic farming is. You know, I've been doing this magistrate thing for a while now. You know, how you have the irrigation. You got an irrigation system out there?
Yes.
Okay, I need to see all that. I need you to demonstrate that to me so I can see what you're talking about here.
May I give you this overhead, which is a lot better than...
Have they seen this?
Oh, yeah. He gave this to me. This is from Kevin.
Okay.
These
pictures, how did he give it to you?
Emailed it to me.
Okay.
And this is off the county website. They have wonderful areas.
No, this is my question. Was it in this whole thing here with this?
No.
It wasn't part of the packet?
No, sir.
When did he email it to you?
He emailed it to me on Thursday, the day before this email came to me as part of the settlement. It's a county
meaning,
area.
Are you saying that he emailed it to you a day before these emails went out?
Yes, sir.
So he gave you that
this area.
More than 7 days?
This area.
I'm just asking.
Yes, sir.
He gave
yes,
it.
Sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This area.
So, what are we talking about here?
May I approach?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how many copies you have. I don't know what this means.
That's my farm area.
What is... Okay, this is your farm aerial. Okay. Now let me ask him. Is this in your packet? Is this in this?
Not that particular one, sir. Again, that was an aerial photograph that I provided to Mr. Wolf as part of a negotiation settlement of the areas that we would have been willing to give him if he were to withdraw his petition. So we would not have to go through this process. However,
this is
I have a significant number of other aerial photographs that can be provided to you, some that are in our evidence package that you already have, and we do have some other ones that we did not provide in our evidence package. Mr. Wolf, in an email after he had received ours, had specifically asked us to please feel free to add more of these aerial shots as the county spent thousands of taxpayer funds on. And he says, he went on further to say, I assume you do not put these in as it does not fit your narrative. I have probably 20 to 30 more aerial photographs of the entire property, some close up, some far out, that demonstrate the condition of this property and the deterioration of this property over the past 6 years.
Okay. Now, I get it. But what I'm trying to determine, and thank you for that. Now I'm looking at this. I don't know what this means.
Row crop.
No, I don't know what this. I don't know what these drawings mean. I get that it's possibly what they wanted to grant you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But looking at this, I don't see blueberry. I don't know what this means.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need you, respectfully, to tell me, Mr. Davis. This is how we do business.
Okay.
And I need you to show me it. I don't see any pictures with blueberries on it. Where's the pictures with the blueberries?
They provided, I was going to use their evidence, Your Honor, to show the pictures of the blueberry plants.
Yeah, show me where.
And I have provided the county with copies of my tax return.
I want to see the blueberries. Okay. I'm looking at this here.
Can I?
Now, I'm going to hold this up because I don't know what this is.
Okay.
I'm looking at this, looking at some April 18th, 2019. This doesn't look like blue. I don't know what this is. What is this?
Their pictures are just fence lines from a distance.
Okay, that's fine. Where is your pictures of your crop?
The aerials show the row crops, Your Honor, of the blueberries. My tax returns show that I've paid taxes for the last 16 years harvesting blueberries. I don't think there's any question by the county that I am a blueberry farmer. They just don't like the way I do it. That's it.
I get all that, but like you say, my taxes, you're not showing me any taxes.
I gave them to them, sir. I gave them for the last 2 years.
No, I'm just saying, but if you're making your argument here, you hold them up. Mr. Davis, here's my tax return. It says blah, blah, blah.
I should have brought those.
You didn't bring them?
No, sir. I did not bring my tax returns. I thought they were part of the evidence package of the county. I've provided them several years worth of tax returns and bank statements, filing schedule.
Yeah, I need you to put to see them from you. You're the petitioner. Okay. I need to see pictures like of the irrigation system.
They're in those pictures that she took.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, you got to have them. I mean, I'm not trying to be combative, but I'm trying to tell you what I need from you to be able to see what we're talking about. Respectfully. This, I see it. I don't know what that is. You know what I mean? You're explaining it to me. I get it.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be demeaning.
I understand.
But I'm just saying, here, you take this.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, respectfully, I'm thinking you're going to, say, hey, Mr. Davis, here's a picture of the crop. This is a picture of the crop being harvested. This is a picture of the crop being the irrigation system. This is how it works. Here, laying it out for me. I see from, and this is their packet. Okay. Now, their packet buttresses, for lack of better terms, buttresses their argument for denial. Okay? I'm looking at this one picture. I see an aerial of something. You know, this is January. And this is, excuse me. Okay. Yeah. We're talking about this year. I get this showing this prior year. Excuse me. I'm still looking at the property appraiser's evidence. Mm-hmm. And this is showing me, let me ask the, in the blue here, sir, is that what we're talking about, what's supposed
May
to
I
be?
Approach?
Yes, sir.
That is correct. That is the partial under question.
Okay. Now, see, I've got to go back over here to even figure out, because it's theirs. So just hold on a second. So I'm looking at this, and I see over here, you know, I guess that would be east of, it looks like some building or something there. Do you have a copy of this?
Yes.
Yeah, look at the. Look
well,
at the,
I've got a little different one.
This should be the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You are correct. East of that building.
East of that building. All that right there, I don't know what it is. You know, but it looks like rows of something there. What is that?
Those are, somewhere within those rows are some blueberry plants.
What are the rows?
Those were the originally, if historically.
Because this is, this picture, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. This is January 22nd.
That would be, I believe that's.
That's January 22nd of this year. Because that, in my mind, what counts for me.
Yes.
For this hearing. Okay? Now, what are those rows?
They're the remnants from where blueberries used to be, or are, but you cannot see them.
Okay. Now, remnants. What does remnants mean?
What's left over from when it was a blueberry farm?
I mean, what is it now?
I can show you the remnants from a parcel of land that 100 years ago had a golf course on it, but it's no longer a golf course.
Yeah, I get it. But what does that represent now? I mean, what is it, like weeds or something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That, you got to tell me that. That's what I'm trying
to. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Yeah. These are everything that looks like in these rows, they're not crops, they're weeds. Is that what you're telling
me? I'm not saying there are no blueberry plants in there, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you that they are not maintained as a blueberry farm.
Okay. All right. Now.
And again.
And it goes all the way back over here. That's what all that is? Just remnants?
Yes, sir.
All in your opinion. Okay,
yes, sir.
Now. Now, I'm gonna go over here to the petition. Now I'm looking at this and you're looking at this. I want you to look at this. You get that?
Yeah.
Respect. I want you to look at what I'm looking at.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you can pull it out of the packet. I want you to, it's the picture in the packet from January 22nd, 2020.
These pictures that we have are just, this is.
This one?
There is, that picture, it does not exist in this packet.
You're kidding me.
No, sir.
What happened to this picture?
This thing, is this the one you're talking about?
I don't know, what's the date at the bottom?
This is, 2020, this is it.
No, that's okay. Okay, all right.
But go ahead, sir.
Are you able to see it?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes.
All right, now, stuff east, it's east of that building. Did I see these rows of whatever here?
Yes, sir. That's the barn, the building.
Yeah. But, you know, he's saying that it's remnants. He's saying that it's no blueberry. You know, it's. that it's weed, you know, weeds or whatever. It's what are we talking about here?
Those are blueberry plants that people pick every year. You pick, and I pay taxes on them. It's on my Facebook site, which I should have brought pictures, Your Honor. I apologize. I should have brought that. Those are row crops. These are not row weeds.
No, no, I get it. Now you're saying they're row crops, not row weeds, and there's blueberries and right?
Yep. And but, there is dog fennel that grows through them that dies every year.
I get
dog fennel's a natural.
But you're articulating this, and all I'm saying to you,
yes, sir.
For a guy like me, and I grew up on a 160-acre farm
me
in southern St. Clair, which is irrelevant to this, but I get it. Southern St. Clair County, Illinois.
I'm from Illinois myself, sir. Okay. Moline.
Yeah, I'm Millstock. Millstock. Okay, you look that up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm telling you, I get it, but I have to be able to see this. I'm thinking I'd like to see it. I see this, but I don't know what it is. Respectfully, and again, I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to get you to help me.
Yes, sir.
To see your argument. I need to see some blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I need to see evidence of the blueberry. I don't know what that is right there. Now, you're under oath. And when I play this back, you know, I've got to look at it objectively.
Yes,
I don't
want
to act like I'm
under oath.
Hammering you. You know
those
what I mean?
Are blueberry plants.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
produce blueberries.
Okay.
And every year I have pictures of them. Our Facebook site, I have two Facebook sites with lots of people picking them and blueberries in between the weeds. They don't like my weeds.
Right. I get it. But, and you don't have them today, the picture.
I did not bring in just pictures of blueberries because I
wouldn't
want to see
them. We got to know how this works. You know, I'd like to know how it works, you know. And I, you know, if you got an irrigation system there, got to see
yes,
it working.
Sir.
You know,
yes,
you're testifying to it. And
I'm testifying
yeah,
to it.
Yeah,
I have probably $40,000 in irrigation on that farm.
Yeah.
And I dug the pond myself and was with my permits.
Meaning this pond that I see there?
Yes, sir.
You dug that yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's full of tilapia. And the tilapia is a fish culture that we just lower the water level. And that is my fertilizer.
Okay.
I have a letter, which I don't want to talk too much, but I have a letter from an environmental specialist from the Florida State Agricultural Water Policy that your operation is amazing, one of the best organic practices we have in the county, and had an opportunity to view. I understand your process with weeds, and I think your operation is unique, but it is what works best for you. Tammy Hinkle from Swift Mud.
And what you just read is, what is it, off an email?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is that in some evidence packet? That
in 2018, I provided that to.
But I'm talking about, this is, we're in, respectfully, 2020.
No, sir. I have the email, but I'm not a lawyer.
I get it. But,
and
but,
I appreciate you putting
I'm
up with me today.
I'm just asking you this here. Okay. They've given me an evidence packet. Have you prepared an evidence packet?
I gave all my evidence to them prior to them at an informal drop-off meeting.
Do you have an evidence packet for the special magistrate today?
No, sir.
Okay.
Right. Just emails.
No, I get it. But again, I have to ask those questions. And again, I want to make sure. Here's the thing. I'm trying to make sure I have all of the evidence from each party so that I can make a thorough objection, you know, objective, ethical recommendation to the board about the matter which is before me. And sometimes, you know, I have to be a little tough or a little whatever. Because I've got to get what I'm looking for so I can weigh all the evidence. You know, the standard is a preponderance of the evidence. That's what I have to use to make a recommendation on the board, to the board, I should say, whether to affirm their denial or grant you the classification which you, with which you seek. And I have to have the evidence to be able to do it. And your testimony is evidence. I mean, yes. I'm not, but, you know, the cement.
I thought their evidence was more than enough for me to come in here and talk about. That's why I'm using their evidence, which is just pictures of fence lines that says I'm not a farm. And they have all my documents, tax returns.
Yeah.
I file.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to go back over here. Do you have any addition, you know, any?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
Not at this time.
All right. Well, I appreciate your patience with me because I tell you, I'm in no way prejudging anything here because I've got 2 weeks to get a recommendation together. Okay? And I've got to listen to the tape. You know, I call it the tape. You know, that's what era I'm from. I guess you understand. The audio, as they call it now, of this hearing. Let me ask you one other question. You have the statute there as well. Is that correct? You have a copy of the statute?
Yes, sir. Somewhere.
Just here. Okay. Now, their position, meaning property appraiser's position, is with subsection E and G. But E is the express part, which is, you know, this indicated effort has been made to care sufficiently and adequately for the land in accordance with accepted commercial agricultural practices, including without limitation, fertilizing, liming, tilling, mowing, reforesting, and other accepted agricultural practices. Now, I know what your testimony has been, but you see, and then, you know, the part of their argument is such other factors which may become applicable. The basis of your argument is your testimony, your sworn testimony, okay? Meaning that your establishment actually meets subsection E. That's the basis of your testimony.
In photos.
Well, that. Now, these blueberries that you raise, who do you sell them to?
Commercial, and you pick people. Come and pick them.
Okay, let's stick with let's go with the commercial first. Who are the commercial people?
Commercial would be, we bring them to a packing house, which would be different packing houses depending.
Where?
Plant City, and there's another one over in by Ocala. And there's another one that I use over by...
How do you get them there?
They come and pick them. And
they
take them. Yeah, so
they?
The packing house, you hire pickers. They come and pick them. They put them in totes. And then they take them in and weigh them.
What's the name of the packing house?
It's the Blueberry...
Okay, let me ask you this way. These people that come... Mm-hmm. And pick the packing house and these people in Lakeland and Marion County and so forth. How long have you been dealing with them?
We deal with different people every year because packing houses have closed down. The blueberry.
But I'm asking you, you just mentioned on the record, under oath, the people in Lakeland and the people in Marion County. Mm-hmm. How long, for instance, have you been dealing with them?
Since back 13 years ago.
Okay. And you constantly deal with them, like you know them, right? I mean, you know.
No,
these people,
I don't
right?
know these people. We just take them in there and drop them off, and they send us.
Meaning, you do business with them. Meaning, you do business with them. You know.
If we hit the commercial window, which we haven't because of COVID this year, And last year we took a freeze. So if we go back 2 years ago before I've done commercial, the rest of it has been you pick.
Yeah. But the commercial people in there, you know, there's somebody, meaning you know the name of, like, they're in the Ocala, you know the name of these people, right?
Yeah, I can provide documentation, which I did to the county.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, tickets. You know them, you didn't bring it here, but off the top of your head, you can't remember the name of it. Is that correct?
It's something farms. I could quickly go to my emails and get it.
No, it's okay. The point I'm making is this is the type of stuff that I would need. Now, you said You Pick It. What is that? Is that the name of the company?
No. You Pick is when people come out and pick their own berries. We just advertise on Facebook, and then they come in and do You Pick. They self-pick the berries and take them away, which we do every year.
Okay. And how do you get money out of these people?
We weigh them. We have scales. They come over with their bags. They put it on the scale. We weigh it out. We charge $4 to $5 a pound for their pick, and they go.
Okay.
And every year we do
and,
that.
And the documentary evidence of that is where?
My tax returns.
Okay.
I file tax.
So in other words, let me ask you this way. You don't have any receipts or something you give them? Or
it's cash you pick. But I do file. I do claim it.
No, I get it. But how do you keep a record of it?
On my tax returns.
Meaning you don't give them a receipt or whatever they're doing?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, no problem. And I don't mean it.
Yeah, no. Wait, no, I understand.
I mean, I'm trying to figure this out.
We have deposits in the bank. We take our deposits for the day and go deposit them in the bank.
Okay. And you don't have examples of the bank deposits?
They do.
No, I'm asking you.
No, I don't have them with me today, but I provide them to the county. I don't think they question I have a farm and I do make money out there.
Okay. Well, I need to know what's going on.
I know. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to I'll have this recommendation in 2 weeks. I'm going to wrap up today because, and again, thank you for being patient with me, Mr. Wolf, because I have to know what's going on. You know what I mean? I have to understand what this is. And so I have to query you with your testimony and it would be helpful when I have documentary evidence, but, you know, we don't have that, so I have to query you so that I can do what I need to do. So we're going to go off the record. It's now 11:45, and thank you both, and thank you all for your patience with the magistrate here today of weeding through this, so to speak, and trying to understand what's going on. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.